He is warning that the current lack of a national fit-for-purpose tool to assess home care needs in this country must change. The Global Coalition on Aging hosted what they described as an expert roundtable to highlight how all citizens, regardless of their location, their age or economic status, should have equitable access to home care. The executive director of the coalition is Melissa Gong-Mitchell, and she joins us now. A very good afternoon to you, and thanks for taking our call this afternoon, Melissa. Can I just be clear at the outset, is it your argument, do you take the view that if at all possible, caring for older people in their homes is the optimum way for them to go into their older years?
Yes, absolutely. We are seeing globally that the preference as people age is to stay in their homes to the upwards of 90%. And in Ireland, we do know that the preference is to have a choice in who that care provider is and where that care is provided.
So what are you saying about provision then in those terms in this country? How do you assess it? What's your judgment of what's happening here?
Yeah, well, what we're seeing in Ireland is that we have a great opportunity. In 2016, in the Sláinte Care Report, the Committee on the Future of Healthcare called for universal home care, and the Sláinte Care Implementation Strategy, published in 2018, targeted the passing of legislation for statutory home care by 2021. So we see that could be a challenge right now, but we really need to address this point, and we're excited to see that Ireland and the government has stepped up to say, we need to address it. You also had an earlier contributor today talking about, you had the chair of pensions, the pensions committee, talking about how it's important to make policy decisions that enable to us to sustainably support and prepare for an aging population. We see that care and getting care right in the right place where people prefer it and where it can best suit an older person or any person who needs care for that matter, it's really critical that they have those options.
What about the question of standards? Obviously, residential care is regulated and has to meet certain standards. Is there anything comparable in the home care setting?
Right now, we don't have that. And it's important that as we normalize and we see more care coming to the home, not least because of the growing aging population, that we need to have standards to ensure that there is the highest quality of care. And when we do that, we need to make sure that care is very much person-centered. An assessment needs to be established and standards need to be established in the training and how that care is provided so that older people as they age can live with dignity and respect for as long as possible. And we all want that as we age.
I suppose at the heart of this is funding. For many people, really, their only option very often is privately funded home care, given some of the limitations on what the state provides. How do you begin to tackle that?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely think that there's a range of possibilities in the type of care that needs to be provided based on what the individual's needs are. We also understand there are means that people can pay for that care. So we do think the government has a role in setting what that system can look like so that a range of services fit for need can be provided. And absolutely, private care in many cases can help fill gaps in terms of the types of care that are needed.
Well, listen, we leave it there. Melissa Gong-Mitchell, Executive Director of the Global Coalition on Aging. Thank you very much indeed for that.
RTE Radio 1's